The high bright sun was up and dawn well broken when Logalog Django led his gowsome in by the main gates. Buckler and Skipper took breakfast on the west wall top, watching them troop in. The otter chieftain called out,
"Ahoy, Django! Did you have any luck out there?"
The shrew shook his grizzled head.
"Nary a vermin whisker in sight, but don't worry. Soon as we're rested, we'll set out again, matey. Oh, how's the air lady faring?"
Buckler replied,
"She's not too good, mate. Bring your breakfast up here and I'll tell you the whole tale. Where's Diggs? I don't see him with your lot."
Django came striding up the wall steps.
"I chased them off. Don't know where their nuisance is."
Buckler nodded.
"You might have known that'd happen. Old Diggs takes some getting used to. Was he chattering again? Nothing can silence that fat rogue."
Django stamped a footpaw on the ramparts.
"Chattering? Is that what you calls it? The rascal never stops. He's like a babbling brook going on and on. I kept warning Diggs to shut up, but he wouldn't. I told him he was endangering us with all the noise he was making. Anyhow, one thing led to another. I told him to get lost. I think your Diggs took my advice because we haven't seen him since."
An unmistakable sound, that of the chubby subaltern, rent the morning air.
"Hallo! I say there, you rotters! Are you going to open this blooming gate and let us in, what?"
The shouts are coming from beyond the east wall. Skipper and Butler ran around there by way of the ball tops. There was Diggs, looking up at the battlements, grinning like a demented frog. He had with him a ferret, whom he whacked with his loaded sling every time the vermin made a move. Skipper smiled down at him.
"Ahoy, young Diggs! Who's that scallywag you have in tow?"
The tubby hare kicked the prisoner's tail end cheerfully.
"Come on, don't stand there like last season's leftover puddin'. Tell the nice chap your flippin' name. Smartly now, laddie-buck."
"Gripchen, sir. My name's Gripchen,"
the unhappy captive shouted. Two gowsome unlocked the east wicker gate and Diggs swaggered in, kicking the ferret before him. Django glared at the gallows hare.
"Where did you get that in?"
Diggs waggled his ears at the shrew chieftain.
"Oh, nowhere really, old logger thing. I just came across the blighter prowling round the shrubbery. So I surrounded him and chunnered him into submission, what?"
Django glared at him sourly and stalked off. Buckler clapped his friend on the back.
"Good old Diggs, a captive, eh? I'll make him talk."
Diggs threw a headlock on the wretched ferret.
"Rather you didn't, Buck. Leave old Gripchen to me. I'll soon have the blighter talking faster than me."
He applied the headlock tighter.
"Ain't that right, my stinky old friend? Dastardly Diggs the terrible torturer. That's what they call me."
Assisted by Fumbrel and Marjoram, Clarinna was escorted into Great Hall, where Diggs had bound Gripchen to a sandstone column. Buckler pointed to the ferret.
"Was this one of the vermin who attacked you, Clarinna?"
She shook her head.
"No. They were all large rats, except for the dark-furred one, Zwilt. He is not one of them, I'm sure."